Hi, this is Neil Stavem. Thanks for checking out the podcast of Connecting Faith. Programs like this are made possible through the financial support of listeners like you. You can find out more or make a gift by clicking on the Support Faith Radio tab on the homepage. Enjoy the podcast.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Life.
Welcome to Connecting Faith. Looking forward to spending some time today talking, in fact, just 4 days, making a commitment, 4 days to a forever marriage. That's the title of the book we're going to reference. And it's written by Dr. Gary and Norma Smalley. And, of course, Gary Smalley, one of the country's best-known authors and speakers on relationships. He's authored or co-authored over 50 best-selling award-winning books. You've perhaps seen his videos and has connected in the past some 40 years or so with millions of people and been on radio, and we're happy to have him with us. Gary and Norma operate the Smalley Relationship Center in Branson, Missouri now. They have 3 married children, and is it 8 grandchildren, or is there more, Gary, since
it's
we last...
It's not 10.
Wow, good for you. Congratulations. Yes. So right. Wonderful. We're excited to have you on and to talk about this new work called 4 Days to a Forever Marriage. And, Gary, I guess I need to ask you, it's a great title, but aren't most people maybe skeptical about a change that quickly?
They are, and I like that. And I love people that challenge it. And what I've been saying is that the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous struggled with alcoholism forever. And he came to the end of his rope and realized he couldn't do anything. And so he humbled himself before God, cried out. It's like Psalm 107, verse 17 on. In fact, that whole psalm is awesome about how people come to the end of the rope, they cry out, and he changed overnight. And so it was less than 4 days. And in my own conversion to Christ, I changed overnight because basically what I did was I gave up my own will and said, I'm not going to run my life anymore. I'm going to turn it over to God. I'm going to get on his roadmap, and I'm going to forget mine, and his roadmap is going to lead to life. I mean, I saw a huge revolution in my life. And so what we're finding is that in the newest research in neuroscience is that if you passionately, enthusiastically, with deep emotion, begin thinking a different way than you have been thinking through your life, major changes can be seen in your behavior within 4 days. And so that's why the theme is 4 days. I'm almost 72, and I'm seeing huge major changes in my life over the last 5 years.
Well, I guess maybe that's where we want to find out, because obviously you and Norma have 40-plus years of life together. You know, many of us have long relationships with our spouses, but they're not always – there are some days that don't always go well. The subtitle is Choosing Love or Anger, and and that seems like those are kind of the two – when we boil it down, I guess those are the two choices that are always before us.
Exactly. In fact, 99% of what's harming marriages today, the mother of those things is fear. 99% of the great things that are happening in a marriage where they're more bonded, they're more in love, comes from love.
Let's summarize what you've said, what these 4 days could look like if we applied it, the great insight in your book.
Okay, so there's 4 days, and the first day is when we start using loving words like praise. But here's one of the best things that can change your marriage the fastest, and I can imagine how it even can be less than 4 days. If two people married together aren't getting along at all today, they're really just kind of existing with the kids. They don't really have a lot of affection, and they're, you know, their hearts sort of closed and so on and so forth. If they start today and they begin a list on a pad of paper of everything they appreciate about their mate, everything positive about their mate, nothing negative, because we can all think of all the negative things anytime we want, but you make an effort, an emotional effort, to write down your greatest memories, positive memories, anything and everything you can think of that's positive. It could be 10 pages after doing it for an hour or two. Then you concentrate on those with a lot of emotion. You remember together or individually, but it's better if it's together, to reminisce about the great times you've had together. How did you meet? You know, do you remember how it felt when you were first in love and, you know, before you got married? And don't add any of the negative stuff, because that's already buried, you know, deep into your heart, you know, from all the times you've thought about the miserable times. But you just concentrate on the positive. Watch what happens to your marriage in 4 days. There's one psychologist in the country that all he does is take a conflicted couple, unhappy couple, and he has them do this project. And by the time they see him the next week, they're just starting to glow.
Day two, and I was talking about communication, resolving anger.
Yes.
I'm interested in knowing, where does the line cross over from maybe disagreement to anger? We all have, you know, disagreements,
sure,
or in various viewpoints. Where's that kind of that? Is there a natural tipping point or tripping point?
Yes. And I'm just assuming that you've been married for how many years now?
35. Yeah.
35. Have you ever encountered your wife having a different opinion than you during those 35?
a time or two, yes.
Yeah. My wife and I have a personality that are exactly the opposite. You know, like 100% opposite. I get energy from change. She gets energy from doing the same thing every day and going to the same office and, you know, driving the same way and eating the same thing. She's so predictable that, you know, like, she just loves that. She gets energy. I get energy from change, so we frustrate each other every day. Now, here's fear is the key sin. It produces anger, frustration, hurt feelings, worry, jealousy, envy, all the negative, toxic junk that we dwell on in our human minds. And fear really is the worst thing we can do. And in trusting the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, a big change comes into our life when we do that. So anyway, here's what my wife and I do. This is a communication method. Very simple, but it ends the four causes of divorce or weakened marriages instantly. It ends anger towards each other instantly, and it revives your relationship well before the end of the 4 days. And that's a promise, because that comes from Dr. Scott Stanley, world famous marriage researcher, and Dr. John Gottman, University of Washington. And they have tons of stuff written on this communication method. But my wife and I have narrowed it down and refined it over the years to three things. And here's what we do. We honor each other every day, which is high value. We're both important to each other. We're like a $10 million diamond to each other. We made a decision. It's not a feeling. You make a decision that your mate's very, very important, and everything about him or her is very important. And so her opinions are part of her, so she's very important. Her opinions are important. Her ideas, her thinking, her needs, her feelings, they're totally the opposite of mine. And I don't have to have the same things that my wife has, because I'll never have that. But I can value them as a unique individual. So then we both value each other. So within the value, we, number one, listen to each other very carefully when we disagree, and which is daily. So we listen to each other out of honor. I mean, honor is the umbrella of this whole thing. And watch how this will not allow you to get angry. You listen carefully. Number two, you do everything you can to understand what they're saying, how they're feeling, what their mood is. But you can ask them that, and if they feel safe, they're going to share everything. Do you know that my son did 10 years of research? He can take a couple. Both of my sons can do this now, Michael and Houston and Greg. Greg now is the head marriage director, heads up the marriage division and focus on the family. He's going to be training thousands of counselors to do this. He can take a counselor, train him, and they can turn a marriage around that's just so messed up and stuck in 4 days. They come in hating each other on Monday. They leave hugging and holding hands and thriving by Thursday.
So we need to learn to understand moods and feelings, right? So
yes.
We're sensitive. Okay,
everything. Yeah. Understand what they're saying, their opinions, anything and everything. And that sometimes that takes 5 minutes, and sometimes that takes 2 days. And so I'm not rushing that because she knows that the third thing is the key. We then start looking for a solution that we both love. It's called win-win. We both love it. We're like we had a giant decision we had to make 3 years ago. I mean, it's huge. I'm moving into 72. She's moving into 73. I married an older woman. And so we knew at our age that we should not continue our office staff at our age because they should, you know, start looking for another job because who knows? I've already had a heart attack and a kidney transplant and, you know, who knows how long I'll live. I'm praying to live into my 90s, late 90s or over 100, but God's going to know when that is. But I don't know. So we just said to our staff a year ago, we're going to give you 2 years notice and you can keep working for us if you want or you can leave anytime you want. So we're down to three now, three people. Well, that took us about 6 months to negotiate because I wanted it to end soon and she wanted 2 years to get everything in order. But see, she's that person, the perfectionist. And so we negotiated that thing and we actually went on vacation one time for 5 days and did nothing but negotiate that thing. But I listened and I understood and she listened and she understood and we came to the conclusion, let's give our staff 2 years. And she said, thank you very much because I loved it and she loved it. I'm going to keep doing the same things I do anyway, speaking and writing. But that gives them a 2 year notice. Well, that's coming up next November. And so she's just doing exactly what she said she was going to do. She's closing everything down. We're selling our office. And then we're going to start partnering with different ministries in marriage and family and ministries that tell people to memorize scripture. And we're just going to have a ball the rest of our life. And so anyway, that took us a long time. But we're both very happy today because we waited on each other out of honor.
We're talking today with Gary Smalley. Gary, of course, one of the best-known authors and speakers on relationships, and he and Norm have been married now, coming up on 48 years, and they've put together a wonderful resource called 4 Days to a Forever Marriage, and we're talking about it today on Connecting Faith. Gary, you have been just a master at word pictures or, you know, how that we can really communicate effectively. I know that that's part of, seems like, everything that you write about. It always, there's an element of that. So help us, maybe for those of us guys especially that just maybe don't communicate a lot anyway, how do we really develop those kinds of word pictures to get our point across or to be better understanders?
Sure. I have another book that's probably 20 years old. It's called The Language of Love, and it is how to say something to a man where he instantly understands you and remembers what you say for the rest of his life. And all it is what you do is you just take anything your husband or your wife, because men use it with their wife. So all you do is you look around your home or your work or anything that your husband enjoys doing, like fishing. Let's say he's an avid fisherman. And a wife can say things like that. Let's say she's had her feelings hurt about something he said, and he doesn't really understand it. And so she says, "Honey, I want you to imagine that you're fishing on one of those lakes, and there's a loon singing, you know, and stuff, calling each other at night. And so he's casting, and he hasn't caught anything all day, and he hooks into probably a 35-inch muskie, and he knows what he's got on, and it's just so excited, and he's fighting it and fighting it and fighting it, and the line breaks just before he gets the net to net it. He's got a big net. And so he loses it. He's all alone. He can't say to somebody, you know, I lost the big one. You know, yeah, sure you did. And so he feels horrible. He just sits down in the boat and just hangs his head and goes, ah. And his wife could say, "Honey, yesterday when you said so-and-so to me, whatever it was, I felt just like that." Instantaneously, a husband knows how his wife is feeling. And so there's hundreds of those, and I have like 300 examples in that book the language of love, and you can, a woman can read that and find new communication awareness anytime you want.
Gary, one of the days that we are talking about, the 4 days to a forever marriage,
yeah.
We talk about communication. We also talk about affection and intimacy, and it seems like men and women probably have different opinions about what that is and what that looks like in
exactly.
most days. Talk a bit
exactly.
about that.
Yeah. A man, most men, unless their testosterone level is too low, as they grow older, it does decline, and it'll be anywhere from like 200 and some to like 1,200 and some. If it's 1,200 and some, he's going to be turned on all the time, and he's going to want to be frisky every day. If it's 257, he's not going to think about sex very often, and that's just the way life is. But so what we tell wives to do is to find that out. But here's the problem with women. Not problem. Here's the good thing about women. God's designed a woman to be a responder to affection, to touching, gentle touching, to listening, to holding her. If a husband came home after work and they got together to say, and he just sat down with her and held her hand and said, "How's your day been?" And he listens with honor. She's very valuable, and he repeats back what she's saying, so he really understands it, and he says, "Wow, that had to really be something that upset you." Doesn't try to fix anything. That's Viagra to a wife. And then if he jumps on the floor and starts playing with little kids and helping him with their homework, and then he goes in and does the dishes and puts them in the dishwasher and uses some 409 to clean the counters and stuff, and then he starts vacuuming, she probably won't be able to handle that. And she'll drag him into their special place. Because women really respond to us taking care of them, even the things they're attached to emotionally, like their carpet, the dishes, and things like that. I mean, it just, honor just drains anger away. Oh, and I want to say that there's 5 things a man can do every day, and a woman, to drain anger out of their mate and their kids and their friends and everything else. Here's what I've always done when I offended I still do today, because I still can offend people and friends and my family and kids and grandkids and everything else, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, I instantly become soft and gentle, because when I know somebody's been offended by me, I don't want them having anger in their heart, because anger destroys everything good in them if it's left inside. You can get angry, just don't stay angry. And so that gets soft. Number two, I instantly, massively increase my understanding of why they're offended by me, why they've developed anger, why I provoked them to anger. 3, I admit when I understand it that that wasn't good, that wasn't right for them, they're too valuable to treat like that. I get it. It makes sense to me. Number 4, I try to touch them, but if they won't touch me, I'll say, I don't know if you're ready to do this now, because that's testing the waters when you try to touch a person, because they usually flinch if they're not forgiving you yet. And so then I move to number 5, and I say, "You may not be ready to do this now, but I really feel bad about what I said or did. I was wondering if now you could forgive me, but you may not be able to, but I would sure love it if you would forgive me." Asking them for forgiveness in a gentle, loving, understanding way usually draws them to forgive you, and then they want to touch. So then I give them a hug, or they'll hug me. But I look for the touch as soon as I can, because that drains more of the scripture says that a soft answer drives anger out of a person's life. So that's what I do every day when I offend somebody, and the day's not over yet, and so I probably offend somebody by the end of this evening.
Those are good words. Gary Smalley's my guest. We're talking about 4 days to a forever marriage. One of the areas that you talk about is trials and treasures, and I know that you know, you've got almost 48 years. I mean, I want to know, maybe in that discussion, how do we finish well? I mean, we know that there are many opportunities. There's landmines along the way. So how do we finish well, and trials are going to come?
Yeah, especially as you get older, you know, things stop working or not functioning the way they should. Well, here's the secret to that for my wife and myself. We have learned that we can give God thanks in all circumstances, because in every trial, here's my wife's book she's working on. It's called holy, and we don't know what exactly what to call the next word. I guess they're cow patties, aren't they?
Sure.
So it could be holy cow patties. I will think of it someday. But anyway, here's what we both discovered, and it's really her specialty. She has discovered that every pile that hits us in the face or the back or the legs or in the eyes or whatever, every painful experience has within us, in it, gems, gold, diamonds, rubies, platinum, all the gems, the best things in life, some of the best things in life come out of our trials. So that we always get more love, some aspect of love through a trial. It's exactly what the scripture says. And then sometimes we get even better things. For example, today, even today at 72, I am on the sixth grade level academically. That's a wonderful blessing from God. But I never got it as I was growing up. And in my 20s and 30s, I never would have admitted to anybody that my spelling level and my reading level and math level and history level and all those levels, memory names levels, all of those things for me are on the sixth grade level. And that's where my IQ is. Thank God. Because the best-selling books in the world are on the sixth grade level. And I'm there naturally.
Yeah.
And when I finally understood that, I realized that was a great gift and blessing from God. That was one of the diamonds. People don't realize that the things that upset them and disturb them all have within them great treasures. So we are treasure hunters within our trials.
You know, you've reminded me that it really, everything that you've said today, it seems like it comes down to a choice. I mean, sometimes we'd think, well, how can I not choose anger, or how do I, you know, choose love? But we do all have a choice, right? Every day in all these situations.
Exactly. In fact, I don't always feel like thanking God. I usually don't. But I do it out of obedience because I know the result is peace within an hour or 2 hours. It depends on how big the trial is. But I know where God's map leads me. And when I follow his ways of thanking God, in fact, Jesus said in the Beatitudes, how blessed you are when you rejoice in your difficulties. Well, the word rejoice means cheering with a pom-pom. So all day long, my wife and I are going, yay, for one thing after another. Because we know the result of this trial will always produce more love and some great benefits that we don't even know what they're going to be yet.
Gary, you've given us some good words that really, I mean, this message you and your wife have written together, this is something that there's benefits at every stage of our marriage, right? This is not just something for someone who's been married 40 years or even 4 days, right?
Yes, exactly.
Give us a reminder, your website, and I know you've got great resources. There's dozens and dozens of books, but I know you also you got the videos and all those wonderful things. So tell us a little bit about what resources are available at your site.
Okay. We have our original 18 videos on a DVD now that's available on our website. That's what I used to do back in the 80s and 90s for couples. And they can go to GarySmalley.com. All of our resources, all of our articles we've written, a lot of our radio shows like yours are on there.
Good. What a rich heritage you've given us, and thanks for the good examples. Gary, is there, maybe just before I let you go, is there one word that you'd say to someone today that maybe whatever level of struggle they have, but they just, you know, they're feeling like, you know, I can't go on or I don't want to go on. What's your encouragement to them today?
Yeah, I'd say obey God. Honor everything that happens to you and all those people around you. Learn what that means and keep your honor high, your anger low.
Dr. Gary Smalley joining us today and here on Connecting Faith. We're talking about 4 days to a forever marriage, choosing love or anger, and you can find it from New Leaf Press. We'll have details up on our website as well. Gary, thank you so much. God bless you. It's great to visit with you.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it.
We just had a half hour with Gary Smalley. Now it's your turn. Coming up here after the break, we want to hear from you. This is an opportunity for you to join with us here on Connecting Faith. Pay tribute to someone you love. And what would you say? We'd love to have you join the broadcast. Or also tell us what's the most loving thing or activity or the honor you've received from someone you love. Those are the questions. It's 877-93-FAITH, 877-933-2484. It's your opportunity to pay tribute coming up here in this next half hour. So call up now. Got some great giveaways we're going to entice you with as well. 877-933-2484. Who wants to jump in first? Talk to you in just a couple minutes. Lots to talk about love. It is all over, especially today, isn't it? Well, happy Valentine's Day to you. Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Faith. I'm Neil Statham. Nice to visit with Dr. Gary Smalley these past few minutes. It's your turn now. We're looking for you to call in and join us in the broadcast and offering a tribute to someone that you love. And we've got some reasons for you to give us a call. In fact, if you will join us here, I've got one copy of Gary Smalley's new book, The 4 Days to a Forever Marriage. And that's actually co-wrote with his wife, Norma. And we'll send that to the first contributor here to the Connecting Faith show. So you can call us at 877-933-2484. It's 877-933-2484. And so I'm passing out a couple of questions today. One, I guess, is an assignment. If you want to pay tribute to someone that you love, what would you say? Valentine's Day, just want to say a word of encouragement or thanks, or whatever that might be. You can give us a call at 877-933-2484. And the first one to join with us will give you a copy of Gary Smalley's book, 4 Days to a Forever Marriage, Forever Life Together. Also, we've got some other resources that we'd love to pass on to you. There's a CD series, message series from Emerson Eggerichs called Love and Respect. That's from our friends at Family Life Today. Got that available. There's also a True Women Speak Out message series with Barbara Rainey and Karen Loritz and Mary Cassian and others. That's from Family Life Today. I've got a couple of message series from Chip Ingram on revolutionizing relationships. That seems fairly appropriate for today. And that's a CD message series from Chip Ingram, Revolutionize Relationships. Got a DVD from Ravi Zacharias, The Problem of Pleasure. And then there's also a book series from Randy Carlson, Family Life Communications, called Personal Growth. And we'd love to pass those on to you if you can join us on the program. That's 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Let me mention a couple other things before we get to our phone lines. On Faith Radio, if you go to our website, faithradionet.com, you'll see an opportunity right there on the banner up front to sign up for the Valentine's giveaway. We'll be giving away some passes to go see the Weekend to Remember, the Family Life Weekend to Remember. And we've also had a couple of nominations, just launched that this morning. And here's one from Samantha and Brian in Madrid, Iowa. And they want to nominate their daughter and her husband. They just know they're going through some difficulties. Don't want them to end up in a divorce, but I also see neither one wanting to compromise. Love to be able to give them the gift certificate to a Weekend to Remember. And of course, it's going to be coming to Des Moines this spring as well, and Rochester, Minnesota, and the Minneapolis, St. Paul as well, and other spots in Wisconsin. Also, a nomination from Justin and Ashley. They want to nominate their stepson and family. He's been deployed to Afghanistan, and we'll be back here later this month, and we'd just love to give some encouragement to them. So those are a couple of the nominees. We'll be doing drawings on that here over the next few days. So check that out online. It's faithradionet.com, faithradionet.com, and you'll see the banner right there at the top. You can link up to us today. So here's the question that we're looking for. It's who would you like to pay tribute to, and someone that you love, and also, what's the most loving thing or activity that you've received that has been honoring to you? Let's jump in our phone lines. We've got some folks that are waiting to join in. Bill, you want to do a little tribute? Go ahead. You're on the air with us.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling, and happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'd like to pay tribute to my beautiful bride, Diane. She's a mom of four small kids, 8 and under, and she homeschools our kids, and I just think she's a super mom and super wife, and just makes so many sacrifices for our family, and I'm so thankful for her. So.
Hey, nice tribute, Bill. So are you doing... four kids under eight, you could, helping clean up in the kitchen tonight, probably, for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
huh?
Her favorite song is that Sweepin' Up Cheerios song. So,
oh, you know, I don't know if I'm familiar with that. Is that one that I should probably get in my rotation?
It is a Stephen Curtis Chapman one. So.
Oh, sure. Do everything. Yeah, do everything. Yeah, that whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Yeah, that's a good tune, yes, and... Hopefully the Cheerios aren't too stuck to the floor today.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for listening to Faith Radio. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for all you guys do. We love your program and just your ministry, so thanks for all you're doing.
Nice to hear from you. That's Bill checking in from Plymouth and honoring his wife, Diane, for their marriage. They got four kids, 8 and under, so full house there. Bill, let's go to line three. Joyce calling in St. Paul. Joyce, you want to do a little tribute as well? Hey, Joyce, thanks for calling.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. What do you want to say to your better half?
Well,
I suppose that's probably
husband,
not the right thing. It's not better half, right? It's just it's.
Oh, he's
just,
he is.
Is he? Okay, all right.
He is. My husband John and I, a number of years ago, had my mother come live with us, and my husband insisted that she do that, and he accommodated. He put up railings in the house and handlebars here and there, and he just did everything that he could to make her feel part of our family, and he sacrificed a lot to do that, and I appreciate him so much for that. And here's a strange thing that I remember from many years ago that made me just feel so warm towards him. I was the Girl Scout treasurer for my daughter's troop, and I had a mess. And he sat down and helped me one afternoon. And that at the end of that, I thought, oh, my gosh, that was just the nicest thing he could ever have done for me. And men don't quite understand that it's not always the gifts, the flowers, the candy. It's just the little things really count.
Yeah, and especially when it's something that's pretty important, right? That was a big responsibility you had, and
yes,
to have some good practical help, and apparently he has enough math skills to do that, so that wouldn't really work for me. But
well, he did,
okay,
and he still does. I mean,
good.
I haven't learned to do many things because I rely on him, and so.
Well, thanks for
anyway,
the
he's
thanks
an
for
awesome
the tribute.
Dude. I'm so thankful for him.
Good for you, and congratulations on 35 years. That's great.
Thank you much.
All right. Joyce checking in, paying tribute to her husband, John. They've been married 35 years today. We're asking you, it's your turn here on Faith Radio and Connecting Faith today, to pay tribute to someone that you love today, and maybe just also tie that in with what's the most loving thing or activity or some or honor that you've received from those that you love. And we'd just love to hear about that. Let's go to Ron, listening in to Faith 1190 in Madison. Ron, go ahead. You're on Connecting Faith.
Yes, I'd just like to pay tribute to my lovely wife, Anne, of 33 years. Four children, four granddaughters, and our first grandson on the way. She's just been a wonderful wife and grandmother. And then I'd like to share something I just read last week. I was reading from the Love and Respect workbook that's out. And, of course, I get it, and I page through the table of contents, and there's a chapter on John Wooden. I went to that first just to read what it said, and they were talking about how he became a believer, follower of Christ his junior year in high school, and, of course, the legacy he's left. And they shared some of his sayings, and one of his sayings that kind of caught my attention was, always put the rights of another before your own feelings and the feelings of another before your own rights. And I just thought that was kind of neat. Wanted to share that.
Hey, run that by me again. It's just so I want to make a note.
He said,
there.
Always put the rights of another before your own feelings and the feelings of another before your own rights.
That's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty good. So, share that.
Have you read the other half of the book, or are you just reading the respect part?
I just got started.
Okay.
And, you know, being a guy, I went to that chapter first.
Sure. Well, of course, in Love and Respect, I mean, it's all about, so you'll read all the respect chapters, and then your wife can read the love chapters, maybe.
No, well, yeah, and it's kind of like a workbook that goes with it, so it kind of, it's a standalone book, but it looks good.
Good. Well, you know, I mean, obviously, John, even after 33 years of marriage to Ann, I mean, you're not afraid to do a little brush up or a tune up, huh?
Absolutely, and then all the years that he was alone without her, every month on the 21st of every month, the day that she went home, he would write her a love letter until he passed away. So,
yeah, that's great.
And the legacy of a great coach. And you think of some of the other great coaches in the sporting world, and, well, what was their legacy? But here he was a man who had a love for God, and he's remembered by that. Pretty neat.
Good. Love and Respect, the workbook. Emerson Eggerich has got some great insight there, and obviously some good teaching there from Coach Wood. And so, hey, Ron, thanks so much for listening in. Thanks for listening
to
Faith Radio.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we've got a few things that we can give away, and we'll give you an opportunity to select when you call. We do have mentioned Love and Respect. We've got a message series, I think it's a couple of CDs from Emerson Eggerich. There's also two copies of the Revolutionized Relationships message series from Chip Ingram. And if those are still available, you may want to choose one of those. The Problem of Pleasure is from Ravi Zacharias, and that's something you could choose. There's also a book series from Randy Carlson in Intentional Living called The Personal Growth, and you're welcome to check that one out as well. And then there's also True Women Speak Out from Barbara Rainey and Karen Loritz and Mary Cassie and others. Let's go to another call. We've got Arlene calling in. Arlene, you want to do a little tribute? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Neil. Happy Valentine's Day, and thank you for having Gary Smalley on. Him and his son, Greg, are awesome.
Yeah.
But, yes, I do want to say Happy Valentine's Day to my awesome husband, Lloyd, the father of our four children, Lloyd Jr., Renee, Patty, and Inez. Inez lives down there in the cities. She's probably listening to you. And anyways, but we're almost 60 years married come next September 16th, but we had a little break there. When I was 45 and Lloyd was 46 in 1977, we separated, and he wanted a divorce, and that's too much to go into detail, but we did get divorced. After 2 years of separation, our children never gave up. God never gave up. That's the main thing. But after being separated 2 years and divorced one, we remarried. And it was awesome. We had a big wedding, and our granddaughter and grandson walked down the aisle in front of us. My son-in-law and son walked me down the aisle. It was awesome. And so we just say we're coming up to 60 years in September, and it's been awesome. And I say to, oh, my goodness, please, husband and wife, don't give up on each other. And I might start to cry here, but I learned in 77, listening to a Christian radio station down in Topeka, Kansas, babysitting for my niece's children. And this lady said, when you get up in the morning, instead of being selfish, my mate doesn't make me happy, you don't make me happy. Instead, get up and say in the morning, what can I do today to make my mate happy? And putting him first, you know, and that's not always easy if he doesn't put you first. And it's just a matter of accepting him where he's at and not expecting more than he can give. And if us wives can do that, our husbands would be brand new every day, wouldn't they, Neil?
That'd be great. You know, I think there are many people I know that have done studies so that after they've gone through perhaps a separation or divorce, they would look back and say if they had it all to do over again, they would have just tried to work through some of those challenges and not taken that path. And you're a good testimony to say, you know, we're gonna work at it again and get back together.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. God brought us back together, and he's keeping us there. It's better than it ever was. I'm serious.
Good. Well, congratulations on the soon-to-be 60 years, Arlene. Nice,
thank you.
Nice to hear from you, and thanks for listening to Faith Radio.
God bless you, and thank you for having me on.
You're listening to Connecting Faith. It's your opportunity today. We spent a little time with Gary Smalley, first half of the show. In case you missed that, you can always check out the podcast on our website, faithradionet.com. But this second half of the program is for you. We've got some resources that we'll give away for you joining the program. We're looking for calls that will pay tribute to someone you love. And, you know, it perhaps is most likely a spouse, but it might be someone else. And just on this Valentine's Day, you would like to just say a word or two about to someone that you love and what you would say in their behalf, or maybe someone that is even gone before, passed on, but you'd like to just honor them. And also, along with that, what's the most loving thing or activity or honor that you've received from someone that was expressing, showing love to you? We'd love to know about that today. And again, we've got some of those resources to give away, a love and respect message series from Emerson Eggerich. Got a couple of Chip Ingram message series called Revolutionize Relationships. We got Gary Smalley's book, 4 Days to a Forever Forever Marriage. I can't read my handwriting. I think that's what, which is my wife loves me anyway. All right, so we're going to talk to you more about love. Love to take your calls. Our lines open up here. There's room for you to get in at 877-93-FAITH, 877-933-2484. Who's next to pay a little tribute to someone you love?
Love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
But what? Made up of these three words that I must say to you. I just called to say I love you.
See, I thought, this is Connecting Faith, by the way, I thought the wife's three favorite words weren't I love you.
Be careful. It is
no. Well, no, but see, I thought their three favorite words were let's eat out. But I guess it's technically four words, so maybe that doesn't work. And who was it? It was Joyce talking about her husband, John, and the 35 years at you know, doing those little acts of kindness, sitting down, helping her with the Girl Scouts book work and stuff. What's that old poem? It says, skip the flowers, nuts and candy, buy no blouse of palest pink, just fix the leaking faucet that's dripping in the sink.
I haven't reached that age yet. I guess we're those things.
All right, so you're still going with the flowers and the candy and all that stuff. So no,
we're still close enough to newlyweds.
Okay, all right. I'm getting my wife's car worked on today for Valentine's Day.
There you go. Yeah. You planned ahead on that one.
I am a hopeless romantic. I can't help it. I'm sorry. Before we get back to our calls, we're taking your calls. We've got a few more minutes, inviting you to pay tribute to someone you love. Just want to mention that there's a special gathering for ladies coming up here at the end of next month, beginning of next month. It's March 2nd and 3rd. It's the Set Apart Conference. It's been an annual event at the Northwestern College campus in St. Paul for a number of years, and women from all around the Faith Radio Network come and just enjoy that time. Speakers this year include Ruth Graham and our own Susie Larson, and you can find out details online at nwc.edu/setapart. The theme is God's faithfulness. A great couple of days to find some encouragement with the friends and ladies from all around the Faith Radio Network. So check that out. Let's go to Jason checking in from Hastings on line one. Jason wants to pay tribute. Jason, thanks for calling the Connecting Faith.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Neil.
You've got what? Just you're a newlywed almost, right?
Yes.
Tell me the story here.
Well,
I guess maybe if it's too long,
it's not.
Okay.
Well, I was an eHarmony member for a long time. Wife was checking it out for a class, had no intention of actually meeting someone, but then I was one of her matches, and I sent her a message, and we dated for three months, and then a year later, we were married.
Wow. So kind of the accidental husband.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's good for you. Hey, congratulations. What's your wife's name?
Deborah.
Deborah. Well, congratulations to you and Deborah. 7 months and going strong, huh?
Yes.
Good. Well, I wish you a great day today and evening. You got anything particular planned?
No, just stay home and enjoy each other.
Good. That's that'll work just fine. Hey, great to have you call in, Jason. Thanks for listening to Faith Radio.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Let's go to Rita. Rita, listening in on Faith 90.5. You want to do a little tribute, Rita? Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to do a tribute to my husband, Keith. We actually celebrate every year at this time, not just for their Valentine's Day, but we just had our 35th anniversary on the 12th.
Okay.
And it's been 35 wonderful years that we met down in Florida, both military, and they all said, oh, it won't last. But it's been 35 wonderful years, and I just wanted to pay tribute to him.
Well,
I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you, Rita. Appreciate that, and congratulations. So you actually get kind of an extended anniversary.
Yes, every year.
Yeah.
An extra 2 days.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much for calling, and congratulations to you and Keith on 35. Let's squeeze one more call, and we're going to wrap up with a nice song from Wayne Watson, too. But Pat's listening in Roseville. Pat, go ahead. You want to pay a little tribute.
Hi, I want to pay a tribute. Oh, thanks for taking my call first. I want to pay a tribute to my husband, Dave. He had a pacemaker put in the 19th of January. And then 6 days later, fell and broke his femur. Mm-hmm. And he has been a delightful patient.
Good. Because we're not always delightful patients, right?
No, but... We have, the Lord has just been blessing us beyond comprehension, and it's many, many, many things here have been for good, for good, for good, for good. We've seen Romans 8:28 in action.
Good. Well, thanks for taking good care of your husband, Dave, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Is he doing better?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for listening to Connecting Faith.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Well, thank you for sharing a few tributes, and we salute you. You know, whether it's 7 months or 60 years or anywhere in between, congratulations, and continue to keep working on those relationships. And hopefully, your discussion what you heard today with Gary Smalley offers some good, helpful insight. Coming up at 3 this afternoon, and I encourage you to stay tuned for Live the Promise. Susie Larson welcomes back Jane Rubietta. Talking about her book, Come Along, The Great Delights That Come From Walking Closely with Jesus. Remember, go to our website and check out that Valentine submission for the Weekend to Remember giveaway. That's right on the front page at faithradionet.com, faithradionet.com. And I thought we'd wrap up with something just for Valentine's Day. It's an old Wayne Watson tune. This is one that I've always enjoyed. It's a reminder that we just can't say it enough when we're telling our loved ones that we love them. Here's Wayne Watson.
I call you every time that I think of you. The phone would be ringing all day. I keep thinking that these feelings would mellow with time, but not yet. No way. But a mystery keeps haunting me, how you hurt those you love, oh, somehow, but a reason.